For those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's morning's edition, Cliff Notes. I think I got the bird flu. Mississippi Senator Trent Lott has said that Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers is clearly not the most qualified person for the job. Lott said he didn't know enough about Harriet Myers to make a decision, adding, if you want to wear a robe and keep your personal life secret, you could always join the Klan. Lott said of the president, it's not enough to just say, trust me. Adding, he's going to have to say, trust me, here's a bag of money. Suicide attacks are dividing Muslim jihadists. Many worry that the carnage is alienating some who are otherwise sympathetic to the militants' cause. A jailed cleric Abu Bakr Bashir, believed to be the spiritual leader of Al-Qaeda, has denounced the suicide bombing, saying, quote, by December, I probably wouldn't even want to kill Americans. It happens every year. The closer it gets to Christmas, the mushier I feel. End quote. Opponents of suicide attacks have suggested Opponents of suicide attacks have suggested lowering the reward the bombers get in paradise. Currently, suicide bombers are eligible for 72 virgins. Some suggest cutting that number in half or replacing some of the virgins with, quote, somewhat slutty women.
Oh, my God.
President Bush's job. They are better. President Bush's job. I never had sex with a virgin.
Really? I have.
Really?
Uh-oh. Yeah, it was great.
Maybe we should go to another squat on the dial if we're going to have this conversation. President Bush's job approval ratings have hit an all-time low in New York, with just 29% giving him favorable ratings. Things that got really bad yesterday when Democratic leaders accused President Bush of an information blackout to keep the public from focusing on setbacks in Iraq. Bush denied this, saying, quote, I haven't had a blackout since the 70s.